Blog Talk Radio.
I'll put you up along my smile, bring you back down under a while, fill you with life, with a wisp of death, till we're both running clear, out of breath, till we expire on suns and sighs, on dreams and fears upon our thighs. We'll bury deep here, counting sheep to rise and shine in our daily grind.
My hair's all caught in your strings.
That's good. That's how you make real music. One, two, three.
Bonsoir and good evening, ladies and gentlemen, mesdames et messieurs. It is 12:30 in the wee hours of Monday, the second day of May in the year 2016, and you're now listening to Playtime with Sandra Radio. I'm your host, Sandra London of livinggrind.com and playtimewithsandra.com, podcasting for you live from the sunny beaches of Southern California. Playtime with Sandra Radio can be heard via Blog Talk Radio, TuneIn Radio, iTunes, New Groove and Rhythms, a.k.a. Naked Girls Radio, Digital Podcast, and PlaytimeWithSandra.com. The call-in number is 858-815-2333. Once again, 858-815-2333. And quick shout-out to Jess of Naked Girls Radio, a.k.a. New Groove and Rhythms, out there in Chicago. Love you, Mommy. The song you heard at the top of the hour was a cover of Gonna Love You by Tara Lane, and her music is over at SoundCloud. Just look for Tara, T-A-R-R-A, Lane, L-A-Y-N-E. She's awesome. I've played her music before. I've played Heated, Cherry Moonshine, and her cover of X's and O's. So I hope you enjoyed that song, and I uploaded a couple different new tunes, so check them out, and I'll be right back with you.
Run, grind it, nigga, I'm grind it, nigga, I'm grind it, nigga, I'm grind it, I'm reminding your niggas out, I'm grind it, gotta stop,
Super baby,
oh, fuck it, nigga, yeah,
grind it,
I'm on it. Yo, gotta step up to the plate like a pitch hitter. My little man on the way, I'm trying to fix dinner. Have a meal for him. Even if I gotta destroy and rebuild for him. Look, the shit is real, I just hope it don't get real for him. Life is but a dream to me. I'm a king, freedom bell ring, sing to me. Had to analyze some things and what it mean to me. Balance, trying to find balance. Life triple beam for me. I'ma keep jabbing at the beat. Stepping on these motherfuckers' feet and they toes. And it don't even matter summertime or wintertime. I drop motherfucking heat in the heat and the snow. Cause that boy Swiffer. And we don't do takeout, I deliver. I'm a A1 nigga, steakhouse. And I ain't jumping all over cars to clip up. That's what Blake bout. Nigga, I was running wild, 19, all in the club. Around the same time, then they'll put me on dub. High off life, that's different type drugs. You ain't never had that feeling, you ain't like us. It ain't all about the money, it's more as you niggas faking the law. Type of shit, really, I ain't got energy for it. Man, fuck making friends, I'm just trying to make art. Grinding for my shit, what a near skate park. What's on the menu? I say, eat your fucking heart out.
Eat your fucking heart
no
out.
Words for you jokers. Nah, I'ma pull your fucking cards out.
Hey man,
that boy so hip hop, but they love him like commercial. On the airwaves, how I surf. Silly, I can really do this shit for days. But you know they say patience a virtue. Nigga, Supreme coming. Nigga, the team coming. I'm just getting business straight, still trying to scrape 2013 money. Mistakes in my life, less snakes in my life, and I had to pay the price for it. So nowadays, I ain't trying to compromise, I ain't listen to your lies, nigga, I done lost nights for it. Yeah, step up to the mic, I don't write for it. Know some niggas moving keys like they type for it. I mean, anything they eat, niggas might blow it. Sometimes you got a vibe and weed, nigga, like Floyd. Undefeated, ha, that's supreme shit, I know you need it, nigga, coming soon, yeah, yeah.
Swift up!
Avoid in fire.
warm the cover. You see, there's no difference between a woman. Between a woman and a man, it goes round and round like a merry-go-round. Over and over, one heart's always stronger. Back, you're listening to Playtime with Sandra Radio. My cordless is threatening to die on me. I hope there's no like double sound right now. So I'm calling in from the cell phone at the moment. Yeah, so we shall see. But you just heard Grindin' by Swift the Baby. More of his music is over on SoundCloud as well. And it's with a SWIFFA baby, BABY. And that was called Grindin'. And then just after that, you heard Difference by Tara Lane, the same singer at the top of the hour. And let's see, the call in numbers 858-815-2333. Once again, 858-815-2333. And I will give you. Okay, hold on. Boy, yeah, I had the cordless on the charger for like 3 days, and I must need to get a new battery for the cordless because there's no reason. It's like beeping. It's weird. Alrighty. Here is. Yes. I'll do Morena by Radio Jarocho e Zenin. Thank you.
la reina de los cielos que la quería conocer.
Y después de haberla visto que la volviera a traer.
Y después de haberla visto que la volviera a traer.
Ay, morena, mi morena.
Ay, morena, mi morenita.
Y vuelvo a decir morena.
Y vuelvo a decir adiós.
Ni el tiempo, ni la distancia, ni la ausencia, ni la muerte. Por ninguna circunstancia yo le dejaré quererte, pues yo tengo la confianza.
Quien puso en tu boca miel, fruto de tierra sagrada,
tu boca miel, fruta de tierra sembrada.
Ay, la la la, la 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 la. Quien utilizó el pincel, tinta de noche callada.
Yeah, Swiffer, I ain't go nowhere, nigga. I've been plotting, scheming. Late nights, daydreaming. I see perfection, that's simplicity. Not complicated, I like life just like a symphony. Beautiful music, keep no company if it's misery. Look, no bullshit, and that's your missus. We got history, but man, that's history. Piss dirty, but I'm clean.
I smoke, nigga.
I got my lawyer working on some things. She can lose her mind, but she gotta keep her knees. She hit that gas and brought her up to speed. And now we on the same level. I like a bad bitch, might just get your ass in trouble. I turn savage, I get it straight up off the hustle. You know it, I got it going. I heard you talking, now you gotta show it. I'ma do you like I own it. Give it to me like it's mine. You're looking like you want it. Just don't waste my time. I'ma do it how you want it. Give it to me like it's mine. I'ma do you like I own it. We can do this all the time. Do this all the time.
Play your part, everybody got a role. Sipping light to the night unfold. You're looking like it like the ice in the gold. I can look inside your eyes like no. And I ain't judging that. Still trying to count up 100 stacks. And I see what y'all doing. I have fun with that. Lil' Ron, but I'm done with that. I'm on new shit. I heard Nick talk, he don't do shit. I had to see my nigga on the news clip. So every chance that I get it getting rich, I'ma have to turn up on these niggas go stupid. You look like the type that just deserve better. I see your vision, you a go-getter. I know go-get'em. And for the night, and it might just be for the night. We can do anything that we like. Even if it's only for the thrill. Even if we doing that a spite. You're looking like, you scratch, you bite. I'ma fuck you right.
I'ma fuck you like I own it.
Like I own it, motherfucker.
Give it to me like it's mine. You're looking like you want it. Just don't waste my time. I'ma do it how you want it. Give it to me like it's mine. I'ma do you like I own it. We can do this all the time. We can do this all the time. We can do this all the time.
Thank you.
Yes, sir, or madam, my apologies in advance, but I need some, like, urgent assistance. Yes, yes, any emergency operator will do. No, I do not have a preference. That's not what I meant. I'm sorry. Honestly, please, someone, anyone, just, yes, okay, I'll hold, but please, please help me. This, I believe it is an owl, keeps slapping me in my gardener repeatedly.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Oh, there you go. Ow! No, I was saying ow, but there's also indeed an owl. Ow! No, I am not under the influence of any illicit substance or knowing consumption of any, to my best knowledge of this statement. Ow! My eyes! Why? Why? No! Oh. No, that was me speaking American English. Yeah. Onomatopoeia. Okay. Yeah, no. That wasn't English originally, anyways. Greek, maybe? A description? One of my eyes is now swollen shut, but he, I think, yes, he appears to be a he and is cloaked, masked, colored? No, I'm not making a prank call. No, I'm not a member of a racist organization. What the? I'm doing the best I can. No, he did not make any audibly threatening statements. His gestures just landed on my face without warning. I don't know if he's prone to Tourette's or whether he has epilepsy. No, I did not see a driver's license or proof of identity. Yes, I apologize for making this assumption. Yes, I understand your admonition. Can you just listen? Or get someone over here, please, please, pretty please? Well, it is possible. The subject's name is... Black! No, I am not making racist statements. Wait, are you serious? No, I am not making racist statements. Wait, are you serious? Oh, no. The subject just hugged me with their wings? No, I'm not a fundamentalist orthodox member of any sect or private club, I don't think. No, I'm not using slang. I'm describing the best of my... No, I did not attempt to procure nor solicit sex from the subject. I said sect. S-E-C. Ow! No, the subject is not propositioning me on the street. As far as I know, anyways. I was on my way home from work at a job. That is indoors. Like, literally. Ow! Really? Okay. Yes, I'll hold, but please hurry. I think the subject understands the English language. Why? Oh, wait. I'm not on hold? Well, because the subject is now hugging me tighter ever since I said hold. Ow! I don't know who.
Okay, without my, you looking twice as nice. Split two frames, girl, you twice as nice. Ice cold look, I'ma call you slice. Ice cream on your chin, let me light your life. Cause baby, yeah, you drive me crazy. You can call me maybe or just leave me singing. Baby, baby, JB, no lie, you like Pelican Fly. I need you in my life like do or die. This is getting kinda scary cause I'm feeling so heavy. Are you ready, are you ready, are you ready? Are you ready? Tell me, are you ready? Yeah, it's KG. Let's do it.
I'm surrounded by your love and as a rush of blood, waking my emotions. It seems we have this chemistry.
America's most beloved epic novel, Gone with the Wind, by Margaret Mitchell. Part 1, Chapter 1. Scarlett O'Hara was not beautiful, but men seldom realized it when caught by her charm, as the Charlton twins were. In her face were too sharply blended the delicate features of her mother, a coast aristocrat of French descent, and the heavy ones of her florid Irish father. But it was an arresting face, pointed of chin, square of jaw. Her eyes were pale green, without a touch of hazel, starred with bristly black lashes and slightly tilted at the ends. Above them, her thick black brows slanted upward, cutting a startling oblique line in her magnolia white skin. And that skin, so prized by Southern women, and so carefully guarded with bonnets, veils, and mittens against hot Georgia suns. Seated with Stuart and Brent Charlton in the cool shade of the porch of Tara, her father's plantation, that bright April afternoon of 1861, she made a pretty picture. Her new green flowered muslin dress spread its 12 yards of billowing material over her hoops, and exactly matched the flat-heeled green Morocco slippers her father had recently bought her from Atlanta. The dress set off to perfection, the 17-inch waist, the smallest in three counties, and a tightly fitting basque showed breasts well matured for her 16 years. But for all the modesty of her spreading skirts, the demureness of hair netted smoothly into a chignon, and the quietness of small white hands folded in her lap, her true self was poorly concealed. The green eyes and the carefully sweet face were turbulent, willful, lusty with life, distinctly at variance with her decorous demeanor. Her manners had been imposed upon her by her mother's gentle admonitions and the sterner discipline of her mammy. Her eyes were her own. On either side of her, the twins lounged easily in their chairs, squinting at the sunlight through tall, mint-garnished glasses as they laughed and talked, their long legs booted to the knee and thick with saddle muscles crossed negligently. 19 years old, 6 feet 2 inches tall, long of bone and hard of muscle, with sunburned faces and deep auburn hair, their eyes merry and arrogant, their bodies clothed in identical blue coats and mustard-colored breeches. They're as much alike as two bowls of cotton. Outside, the late afternoon sun slanted down in the yard, throwing into gleaming brightness the dogwood trees that were solid masses of white blossoms against the background of new green. The twins' horses were hitched in the driveway, big animals, red as their master's hair, and around the horses' legs quarreled the pack of lean, nervous possum hounds that accompanied Stuart and Brent wherever they went. A little aloof, as became that aristocrat, lay a black-spotted carriage dog, muzzle on paws, patiently waiting for the boys to go home to supper. Between the hounds and the horses and the twins, there was a kinship deeper than that of their constant companionship. They were all healthy, thoughtless young animals, sleek, graceful, high-spirited, the boys as meddlesome as the horses they rode, meddlesome and dangerous, but withal sweet-tempered to those who knew how to handle them. Although born to the ease of plantation life, waited on hand and foot since infancy, the faces of the three on the porch were neither slack nor soft. They had the vigor and alertness of country people who have spent all their lives in the open and troubled their heads very little with dull things and books. Life in the North Georgia county of Clayton was still new and, according to the standards of Augusta, Savannah, and Charleston, a little crude. The more sedate and older sections of the South looked down their noses at the upcountry Georgians, but here in North Georgia, a lack of the niceties of classical education carried no shame, provided a man was smart in the things that mattered. And raising good cotton, riding well, shooting straight, dancing lightly, squiring the ladies with elegance, and carrying one's liquor like a gentleman were the things that mattered. In these accomplishments, the twins excelled, and they were equally outstanding in their notorious inability to learn anything contained between the covers of books. Their family had more money, more horses, more slaves than anyone else in the county, but the boys had less grammar than most of their poor cracker neighbors. It was for this precise reason that Stuart and Brent were idling on the porch of Tara this April afternoon. They had just been expelled from the University of Georgia, the fourth university that had thrown them out in 2 years. And their older brothers, Tom and Boyd, had come home with them because they refused to remain at an institution where the twins were not welcome. Stuart and Brent considered their latest expulsion a fine joke, and Scarlett, who had not willingly opened a book since leaving the Fayetteville Female Academy the year before, thought it just as amusing as they did. "I know you two don't care about being expelled, or Tom either, but what about Boyd? He's kind of set on getting an education, and you two have pulled him out of the University of Virginia, and Alabama, and South Carolina, and now Georgia. He'll never get finished at this rate." Oh, he can read law in Judge Parmalee's office over in Fayetteville. Besides, it doesn't matter much. We'd have had to come home before the term was out anyway. Why? The war, Goose. The war is going to start any day. And you don't suppose any of us would stay in college with the war going on, do you? You know there isn't going to be any war. It's all just talk. Why, Ashley Wilkes and his father's whole pod just last week about that. That our commissioners in Washington would come to an amicable agreement with Mr. Lincoln about the Confederacy. And anyway, the Yankees are too scared of us to fight. There won't be any war, and I'm tired of hearing of it. Not going to be any war? Why, honey, of course there's going to be a war. The Yankees may be scared of us, but after the way General Beauregard shelled them out of Fort Sumter the day before yesterday, they'll have to fight or stand branded as cowards before the whole world. Why, the Confederacy... If you say war just once more, I'll go in the house and shut the door. I've never gotten so tired of any one word in my life as war, unless it's secession. Pa talks war morning, noon, and night, and all the gentlemen who come to see him about that shout about Fort Sumter and states' rights and Abe Lincoln until I get so bored I could scream. And that's all the boys talk about, too, that and their old troop. There hasn't been any fun at any party this spring because boys can't talk about anything else. I'm mighty glad Georgia waited till after Christmas before it seceded, or it would have ruined the Christmas parties, too. If you say war again, I'll go in the house. She meant what she said, for she could never long endure any conversation of which she was not the chief subject. But she smiled when she spoke, consciously deepening her dimple and fluttering her bristly black lashes as swiftly as butterflies' wings. The boys were enchanted, as she had intended them to be, and they hastened to apologize for boring her. They thought nonetheless of her for her lack of interest. Indeed, they thought more. War was men's business, not ladies', and they took her attitude as evidence of her femininity. Having maneuvered them away from the boring subject of war, she went back with interest to the immediate situation. What did your mother say about you two being expelled again? The boys looked uncomfortable, recalling their mother's conduct 3 months ago when they had come home by request from the University of Georgia. Well, said Stuart, she hasn't had a chance to say anything yet. Tom and us left home early this morning before she got up, and Tom's laying out over at the Fontaines while we came over here. Didn't she say anything when you got home last night? We were in luck last night. Just before we got home, that new stallion Ma got in Kentucky last month was brought in, and the place was in a stew. The big brute, he's a grand horse, Scarlet. You must tell your Pa to come over and see him right away. He'd already bitten a hunk out of his groom on the way down here, and he'd trampled two of Ma's darkies who met the train at Jonesboro. And just before we got home, he'd about kicked the stable down and half-killed Strawberry, Ma's old stallion. When we got home, Ma was out in the stable with a sack full of sugar, smoothing him down and doing it mighty well, too. The darkies were hanging from the rafters, pop-eyed. They were so scared. But Ma was talking to the horse like he was folks. And he was eating out of her hand. There ain't nobody like Ma with a horse. And when she saw us, she said, "In heaven's name, what are you four doing home again? You're worse than the plagues of Egypt." And then the horse began snorting and rearing, and she said, "Get out of here. Can't you see he's nervous, the big darling? I'll tend to you four in the morning." So we went to bed, and this morning we got away before she could catch us and left Boyd to handle her. "Well, do you suppose she'll hit Boyd?" Scarlet, like the rest of the county, could never get used to the way small Miss Charlton bullied her grown sons and laid her riding crop on their backs if the occasion seemed to warrant it. Beatrice Charlton was a busy woman, having on her hands not only a large cotton plantation, 100 Negroes and 8 children, but the largest horse-breeding farm in the state as well. She was hot-tempered and easily plagued by the frequent scrapes of her four sons. And while no one was permitted to whip a horse or a slave, she felt that a lick now and then didn't do the boys any harm. Oh, of course she won't hit Boyd. She never did beat Boyd much because he's the oldest, and besides, he's the runt of the litter. That's why we left him at home to explain things to her. God almighty, Ma, to stop licking us. We're 19 years old and Tom's 21. She acts like we're 6 years old. Will your mother ride the new horse to the Wilkes barbecue tomorrow? She wants to, but Pa says he's too dangerous. And anyway, the girls won't let her. They said they were going to have her go to one party, at least like a lady. Ride in the carriage. I hope it doesn't rain tomorrow. It's rained nearly every day for a week. There's nothing worse than a barbecue turned into an indoor picnic. Oh, it'll be clear tomorrow and hot as June. Look at that sunset. I never saw one redder. You can always tell weather by sunsets. Abril, April, Assemblea, Assembly, Automobile, Automobile, Billion, Billion, Confort, Comfort, Coraje, Courage, Coronel, Colonel, Emphasis, Emphasis, Espionaje, Espionage, etc., etc. Femenino, Feminine, Jirafa, Giraffe, Glaciar, Glacier, Gobernar, Gobierno, Governor, Government, Gravedad, Gravity, Huracán, Hurricane, Iraq, Iraq, Jamón, Ham, Jeroglífico, Hieroglyphics, Honron, Home Run, Lenguaje, Language, Mensaje, Message, Millón, Million, Siniestro, Sinister, Tamal, Tamale, Vasco, Basque, Vainilla, Vanilla, Xenophobia, Xenophobia, Shila, Guatemala.
All I know, I've been on it for a while, and now I don't have to go and force a smile. Living life to the max, this is facts. Do some shit up in the air, and I'ma get it back. Watch your back, I'm coming slowly, creeping, soulful, beating, homeboy, don't go and beefing. If you're open with no defense, oh no, popo got us bleeding over motors with no reason. Local hoes, no Mona Lisa, I am frozen, open season. Nuggets up in my brownie, cause the smell would have me busted. As far as quitting weed, me and me haven't discussed it. But crystal encrusted, short on paint, so I dub it. I can vape it out in public, I get paid, she make my budget now. Grab her waist, dip her slow, at my place, hitting dro. Eyes are glazed, sitting low, fire blaze in the soul. Just the way a nigga roll, and don't place up in the scroll. It's adjacent to my dome, talking about that shit I know.
Talking about that shit I know. Talking about that shit I know. Talking about that shit I know. Talking about that shit I know. Our purple piston broke. Talking about that shit I know. 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 Our purple piston broke. Talking about that shit I know.
I wanna get as high as NASA. I'm gonna wrap my ass off. Running with the ball, perfect play, yeah, them hats up. Smoking Super Bowls, big championship smoke rings. So for the munchies, dominoes, and buffalo wings. I've been through some shit, so I am immune to most things. It'll call so simple when you teach yourself to know things. Got a clear shot in my lane, talking bigger crowds. Shit might give you a migraine, trying to figure out. Grab her waist, dip her slow, at my place, hitting dro. Eyes are glazed, sitting low, fire blaze in the soul. Just the way a nigga roll, and don't place up in the scroll. It's adjacent to my dome, talking about that shit I know.
Talking about that shit I know. Talking about that shit I know. Talking about that shit I know. Talking about that shit I know. Purple piston broke, talking about that shit I know. 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 Our purple piston broke, talking about that shit I know.
Why don't we sing a song to help pass the time? Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. Merrily, 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 life is but a dream.
Merrily, 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 life is but a dream.
Merrily, 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 life is
down the stream. Merrily, 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 merrily.
Hello, all you sexy naked girls radio listeners. Have yourself a naked day and make it a naughty night with me, Sandra London, on Playtime with Sandra every Sunday night, 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 p.m. Central, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
You gotta hear this tune, you gotta smell it, you know? You gotta taste that shit, feel it.
Right.
How's your Espanol?
Más o menos.
Learn that shit, brother. Learn that shit.
Learn that shit.
Yeah, los poetas. Love and direct. En la casa. Check, check. Killer calligraphy, killer teen grammar. A wordplay, a swordplay. Chop, chop your man up like that Bob Marley. Get up, stand up. Somos el chamano, man. Throw your fucking hands up. Aquí no hay lotería. Better hide la joyería. You wanna freestyle, I wanna go free with me. Word to my mom, it's mi primo, y mi tía. Somos los poetas, por si acaso no sabía. My bayonet, mic check, slicing your careers. Esto suena nice, man. Keep it crystal clear. Yeah, entramos sin tocar el timbre. Pa' que el sonido vibre. Los poetas. Lucha libre. All my roads getting smoked and I can't wake up. Tengo 44 blunts going all at once from the jump. Uno más, dile what you want. Wisdom bunnets all for mayor, that's what's up. Fuck it, gordo, culo roto, sniffing polvo. Always moving slow like old folks. It ain't no joke, primo, you don't know. Entra por uno oído, sale por el otro. Check the dough flow, tocado the beat though. Mago, don't sweat my technician, you get heat stroke. Con el ritmo, you know my estilo. Boom, rapper with the mic record, let your feet go.
Hold up.
Pero, chequea esto, mira un tío.
Mira eso, oye.
Hey, Wally.
Heavy duty, heavy duty.
Ganan gritos sin pistolas, esta roller run sin cola. Straight chaser, aquí talento sobra. Raperos no me jodan, soy poeta con palabras escopetas, escupiendo metralletas. Toma, no es broma, quien reta la receta que refleja la era vieja. True school, all the way, baby, heavy duty. Lo que digo vivo, tú rapeas una movie. Ponle pause, yo rompo base, rompo cabeza. Este es fácil, mira papi, sin papel y lápiz. Esto viene más allá, estilo gratis. Auténtico, 100%, uso casi casi. Mi poesía es pesadilla para tu pandilla. Un buen pecazo, la mera mejilla. Buenas noches, tenga buen día. La venganza no es mi causa. Mi palabra es la verdad que no descansa. Tú hablas los poetas, dejando manchas.
Los poetas.